What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Off the ball breakfast.
Oh, it's easy to sit here and say my team and have it ripped apart. What about your team? Where's your team? Come on. At least I'm putting my head above the parapet here.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Doris is named as captain for Ireland's autumn campaign as Farrell reveals his squad. Connacht reveal their 10-year vision and strategy, and the Lions could break new ground in 2029. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Caelan Doris has been named as Ireland captain for Ireland's autumn series. The Leinster back rower takes the mantle from Peter O'Mahony, who is also included in Andy Farrell's 35-player squad for the matches with the All Blacks, Argentina, Fiji and the Wallabies. Doris was named solo Leinster captain prior to this season and has previously captained Ireland during this year's Six Nations with wins over Italy at the Aviva. Farrell has named two uncapped players in that squad, but one's already familiar with the setup. Ulster forward Cormac Izichukwu and Leinster fly half Sam Prendergast both went to South Africa during the summer tour without playing, and both were integral to the recent emerging Ireland tour of South Africa. Despite currently being sidelined with a knee ligament injury, Leinster hooker Ronan Kelleher is included, as is Ulster hooker Rob Herring, who's yet to play this season. Leinster's Gus McCarthy could be next cab off the rank if any of those are ruled out, as he's named among five uncapped training panellists extraneous to the 35. He's joined among that number by his provincial teammates, props Jack Boyle and Thomas Clarkson, Munster back row and recent emerging Ireland captain Alex Kendallan, and Connacht winger Shane Bolton round out that annex. So bringing you through the squad, the props are Andrew Porter, Keane Healy, Tig Furlong, Finlay Beelam and Ulster's Tom O'Toole. The hookers then, Ronan Kelleher, Rob Herring and Dave Heffernan of Connacht. The second rows and back rows are made up of Joe McCarthy, James Ryan, Tig Byrne, Ryan Baird, Ian Henderson, Cian Prendergast, Peter O'Mahony, Ulster's Nick Timoney, Josh Van der Fleer, Cormac Izichukwu and Caelan Doris. The scrum halves are Jemison Gibson-Park, Conor Murray and Craig Casey. At out half are Kieran Frawley, Jack Crowley and Sam Prendergast. Bundy Aki, Gary Ringrose, Robbie Henshaw, Stuart McCloskey and Jamie Osborne make up the centres, while the wings are Calvin Nash, Mac Hansen, James Lowe and Jacob Stockdale. Fullback then will be Hugo Keenan, and those training panellists are Thomas Clarkson, Alex Kendallan, Shane Bolton, Jack Boyle and Gus McCarthy. Getting back to the new captain, Caelan Doris recently spoke about his new leadership role at Leinster with Off the Ball's own Cameron Hill.
I think amongst the great leaders that I've played under, the main thing is kind of their performance and leading with actions, galvanising the group or getting the group closer towards the goal through actions rather than words. But of course at times words are necessary, and getting the balance and the feel right between those two things, I think.
Number 8 feels like it's the natural place for a captain, because you are the link between the forwards and the backs, and you kind of have a good assessment of the whole game, which you need to be able to do, because otherwise if something's happening to the 15 and you're stuck in the front row, you're not going to be as aware of that. Is that something you found, that you have just this expansive view of the whole game and are able to pick out things to talk to the ref or maybe bring up?
Yeah, it's funny, like the expansive view just reminds me of Johnny in training or in games. He saw absolutely everything. I'm way off that currently. It's definitely an area of growth for me, is kind of recognising different aspects of what's going on across the pitch. But like you say, yeah, number 8, you're pretty central between the backs and the forwards. You should have a good view of it. You're kind of close to the ref, and you don't, unlike say second rows, you don't have the extra responsibilities of the line out, which can take up quite a bit of time through the week. And say a number 10 who has looking after the whole attack is on their plate, so you've a little bit less responsibility in terms of the game, which can be good for a captain.
According to Gerry Thornley in the Irish Times, Jonathan Sexton has been approached for a role in the Ireland staff. Prior to his retirement after last year's World Cup, Sexton suggested that the coaching life would not be for him, saying it wouldn't be right for him to be coaching players that he's played with. Sexton underlined that point in his recent autobiography, but Thornley writes that Sexton's role would not be formal. Instead, the 39-year-old would have input on kicking and an advisory role for the out-halves in the squad. Speaking to Off the Ball earlier this month, Sexton's ghostwriter Peter O'Reilly gave his view on the potential of Sexton the coach.
In terms of coaching, I think he would be an amazing coach, especially now that he understands that he's got a better understanding on how this generation are to be treated. You know, they perhaps they're not as good as his generation at taking
a softer generation.
Snowflake generation, I don't know, but he, you know, it was Leo Cullen who pointed out to him, you know, that you know, if you're having a go at James Ryan, just remember that he was in Edinburgh in 2009 as a Leinster fan, as a 12-year-old or an 11-year-old, looking up to you, and that is going to colour his perception of what you say to him, you know. So I think he's better at managing people. And he would be an excellent coach, but he's not going to do a Ron Lagar on it, and he says, and uproot them. And yeah, that's something that you would. So it would have to be in Ireland for now. And, you know, I can't see it happening unless it's with Leinster or Ireland. And at the moment, they seem to be full of stock, yeah.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Connacht today unveiled their 10-year vision and strategy document. They say it's the result of extensive collaboration and consultation with rugby stakeholders in the province, including clubs, schools, volunteers, staff members, players and supporters. Heavy on talk of community, the document also sets forth plans to develop a professional squad that moves them from contestants to contenders in the tournaments in which they compete. They also say they'll develop a women's professional team that competes on the international stage. Antoine Dupont returns to the France squad, named today by Fabien Galthié. The scrum half took a sabbatical from Les Bleus after last year's World Cup to concentrate on winning Olympic gold with the France Sevens. Trevor Brennan's son, Toulouse Lock Joshua, is one of eight uncapped players in that squad of 42. However, there's no Julien Marchand, with the Toulouse hooker suffering a muscular injury, but he could return by the time the All Blacks pitch up in Paris on November 16th. Roman Entemac is also missing with a calf tear, but could also come back midway through the month. Cameron Wokey, though, is among the big names to miss out, with Bordeaux's Pierre Bocheton and Marco Gazzotti preferred to him. Ireland aren't the only country changing their captain next month. Scotland have announced that centre Sione Tuipulotu will lead them through their autumn campaign. The Glasgow Warriors centre captained his adopted country once before in July's win over Chile. Tuipulotu has been linked in recent weeks with a move away from Glasgow, with Harlequins and Bath keeping tabs, as well as a number of French clubs. But he'll be joined in this latest Scotland squad by his uncapped brother Massessi. Also a centre, Massessi Tuipulotu moved to Edinburgh from the Waratahs in the summer and is one of five uncapped players named today by Gregor Townsend. Edinburgh back row Ben Muncaster and his 19-year-old teammate flanker Freddie Douglas join the younger Tuipulotu, as do Glasgow lock Alex Samuel and his Warriors teammate New Zealand-born centre Tom Jordan. Edinburgh tighthead Darcy Ray could win a first cap in 5 years, while back after a two-year absence is Northampton centre Rory Hutchinson. Scotland's November starts on Saturday week against Fiji, with tests to follow against South Africa, Portugal and Australia. Finally, the Lions could tour Argentina for the first time since 1936. Multiple reports suggest that the South African nation could enter the rotation of regular Lions tours in 2029. Following South Africa's reintroduction to the Lions calendar in 1997, it's been shared between them, New Zealand, and as with next year, Australia. President of South American Rugby, Sebastian Pinheirua, told the Mail earlier this month that a tour there would benefit both parties. He believes the time differences would work in favour of European viewers and that matches could be staged at River Plate's Monumental Stadium in Buenos Aires or La Plata. Instead of midweek matches against regional teams, the Lions could instead play the likes of Chile, Uruguay and a South American 15. The Lions had won match tours of Argentina in 1910 and 1936 and whitewashed them 4-0 in between in 1927. A 25-all draw was played out between the teams in Cardiff in 2005 and they're due to meet again in Dublin in June of next year. Pumas head coach Felipe Contepomi would like to see his home country pip New Zealand to hosting duties in 4 years' time, but amidst one significant hurdle would likely have to be jumped.
Yeah, maybe Argentina needs to win a World Cup before he's at least, I don't know. But yeah, but it would be great, you know, but I understand there's a lot of history in those tours and the way they do it. And maybe Argentina is it's not a young nation, rugby-wise, but probably it's young in terms of being with the big dogs, you know. It's so we only started 11 years ago the rugby championship. We didn't have a competition before that. So it's a young, in that sense, it's a young tier one team, you know. So, but history, you know, yeah, why not? Maybe in the future, and it will be great to have the British Lions here. And I think it's great for us, the opportunity to go and play them next year, you know, down there. I've been 20 years ago in 05 when we drew in the Millennium, and it was one of my best experiences with the Argentinian jersey, you know. So hopefully we can have a good experience in Dublin this time, you know.
Felipe Contepomi there. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.